Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is another wonderful day, the 18th day of the month of November, year 2020. We really bless the name of the Lord for what God has been doing and what God has been using this prophetic decree to do in the life of people. We bless God for how God has been working wonders in this daily prophetic decree and prophetic declaration. The mighty hand of God has been released upon many, many people. Those who are sick has been healed. Those who are in captivity has been liberated. It has been the power of God releasing this. No power can do this except the power of God. No one has the ability to do that except God backing the person up. No one can do that if God is not really behind the person. The voice of heaven is coming. The voice of heaven is doing wonders. The voice of heaven is working wonders. It has been voice of God. It has been God who has been doing this wonderful work in the life of his people. You all know that nobody can say anything that is going to be strong and affirmative without the backing of the power that is greater than the power that is contending with you. There is a power called the power of the Almighty God. There's a power that can swallow the power. It's the power of the Almighty. And that power of the Almighty can swallow the power that is called mighty. Are you confronted with any power of darkness? Are you confronted with charms? Are you confronted with spell? Are you confronted with enchantment? Are you confronted with divination? Is anybody using witchcraft against you? Oh, do you have a friend that you thought is a friend? You are so much confident it's your friend, but he has really betrayed you. Are you really looking down and it's like things are not working? Listen to me. Wake up, wake up, wake up. This is not the time to look down. It is not the time to bend your head in melancholy. It is not the time for you to begin to say, this and that. It is not the time for pity party kind of thing. It's not the time for you to be having self-pity. It is time for you to bounce back. It is time for you to claim your victory back. Let me tell you, for the fact that you are living, you have hope. Your hope is not down. The Bible says there is hope for a tree that is cut. That tree that is cut can still grow back when the scent of water flow to the root of that tree. It will grow. That is what the Bible says in Job chapter 14. There is hope for you. You are growing back. You are going to have very greater testimony. May I tell somebody that is listening to me now? God is going to open a new chapter for you. God is going to promote you. God is going to remember you. The book of remembrance shall be opened unto you. Oh, the book of remembrance was opened unto Rachel, and Rachel has testimony. Do you know your testimony is very close? Do you know that God is very close to you? Do you know that what you are passing through, God understands that thing that you are passing through? Do you know that there's nothing that is hidden from God? Do you know that before you went through that problem, God knew it? Do you know that if you hold on God and trust in God, you are going to be free from that problem? Do you know that there's power that can break the yoke of that problem? Do you know that the affliction you are passing through today is about to expire? Do you know that there's no power that can contend with the power of the Almighty God? Do you know that the wickedness of the wicked will expire now? Do you know that the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day? Do you know that the finger of the wicked shall be cut off? Do you know that your testimony is about to appear? Do you know that no power can silence the voice of God in your life? Do you know that the potential in your life will see the light of the day? Do you know that you have been created to make impact? Do you know that you have been anointed to make impact in your generation? Oh, don't allow anything to weigh you down. Don't allow anything to cut you down. Rise up in your power. Rise up in the power that is inside of you. Oh, the voice of heaven spoke through the angel of God, and he spoke to Gideon in Judges chapter 6. He said, "You man of valor, rise up in this your might. There is power inherent in your life. There is inherent power, loaded power in your life. It will be a sad thing for you to get to heaven, and God is telling you all that you need to achieve. Rise up, my sister. Rise up, my brother. What you have faced, somebody has faced it before. What you are passing through, somebody has passed through before. You don't need to let that thing weigh you down. For you to be alive, it's a grace and gift of God. You need to appreciate God by fulfilling your destiny. You need to appreciate God by rising up and saying no to the devil. By rising up and saying no to the work of darkness. By rising up and say, I will possess my possession. Oh, listen to me. It is time for you to bounce back. The Bible says the righteous fall several times and you still rise back again. You are going to jump back. You are going to rise back. You are going to enter into the land of victory. You are going to enter into the land of prosperity and the land of success in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, thou shalt decree a thing. Oh, wonderful. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Thou shalt decree a thing. And the Bible says, what you decree, it shall be established unto you. It shall be established unto you. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy way. That is Job chapter 22, verse 28. Oh, something very strong there, and that thing is called decree. What is a decree? A decree is not just ordinary thing, and you can't just decree without having a greater power that is backing up the world. No, when someone decree, and that decree is not backed up with power, it's a useless decree. But when you decree as a child of God, it is backed up with the greater power. The greater power, the greatest power, called the power of the Almighty. This is backed up with the greatest power, the power that is greater than the greater, the stronger power. Oh, kayele posha kayaba, the greater than the greatest. That is the power. There is power that is backing up your word. Every decree that is coming out from my mouth today is going to be established in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, I shall decree a thing, and he shall be established. I enforce divine decree upon your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that every satanic decree over your life is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in a decree, especially in that decree. Is a decree coming from heaven. Listen to me very well. A decree is not ordinary thing. A decree is an official command. It is law. It is a law. It is a law. The government cannot hold a conference asking people suggestion before a decree is promulgated. No. To decree is to establish things militantly. That is why when you are hearing me, you hear me saying everything I'm saying militantly. I speak with power, I speak with authority, because the word of my mouth is power. The word of my mouth is authority. The word of my mouth is grace. The word of my mouth is life. Oh, that is why I speak with authority, I speak with power. When authority comes upon a decree, oh, by the time that decree is established, it's established with boldness without any apology. So without any apology, I decree to your life that you will make it. Without any apology, I decree to your life that you'll be established. Without any apology, I decree to your life that all those who have been afflicting you, all those who have been oppressing you, all those who have been taking your picture up and down, all those who have placed your picture on satanic altar, one by one, they shall all be disgraced, and they shall come and bow before you in the name of Jesus. Because a decree is coming out today, and that decree is coming out without any apology. It's coming out with power. It's coming out with grace. It's coming out with anointing. I decree to the life of someone that is listening to me. Oh, hear from today. From today, all those who said you will not be anything, they shall see you at the top. And they shall be running to beg you. They shall be running to seek for your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a backup. A backup from heaven over this prophetic decree. And this word are not just ordinary word. They are word backing up by the power that is greater than all powers, and that is the power of the Most High God. I decree to the life of someone here, oh, have you been suffering from household wickedness? Be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree to the life of someone, your glory shall manifest. I decree to the life of someone that from today, the yoke of childlessness shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you notice that they have scattered everything. Right from today, you will gather them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you notice that even your marriage and everything is like that turned upside down. Listen to me. By the decree of heaven, you will continue now to possess your possession. The time to possess your possession has come. The time of your victory has come. The time of your testimony has come. The time for you to celebrate has come. I command you to wear the garment of celebration. Wear the garment of honor. Wear the garment of decoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, the voice of the enemy shall be silenced. The voice of the wicked shall be silenced. And you shall be promoted. You shall become victorious in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I decree into your life, within the next 7 days, the uncommon testimony, the uncommon surprises that you yourself never believe could happen, it will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. You will receive divine surprises. You will receive uncommon testimony. There shall be uncommon change to the next level of testimony. You will receive a letter of celebration. Oh, I am telling you, that sister that you said that nobody is calling you, oh, listen to me, God is arranging a good man for you, and you are going to have a contact with that man within 2 weeks in the name of Jesus Christ. That brother, don't look down. Favor is coming. God is going to favor you. You are going to receive the breakthrough back. Your business is coming back. Your job is coming back. Your marriage that has been stolen, I withdraw your marriage from the captivity of witchcraft, and I command you to regain your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of God shall come upon your life. Every spell that is working against you, working against your husband, working against your wife, I command the power behind that spell to expire in the name of Jesus. Get a bottle of oil. I want to pray now. I will go into our healing section. Father, let this this oil receive power. Let this oil receive fire. Let this oil become anointed in the name of Jesus. You don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. I will also pray. The same power will enter into both of them. Reponta kala pando loko ya lembroko sete yebo prakosai lambango sende yebo robo sonto yema na bakam robo sonto nikae rimo one banto prakazata ya ma pampo rimo prakazonte lembroko sonprom le room ma prakazote le kayuba lembroko sonte le kaya. I command right now that the oil you carry shall carry power. The oil you carry shall carry fire. That oil shall carry the anointing that break the yoke. That oil shall become an instrument of healing. When you place that oil on anything, instantly there shall be manifestation of God's power. There shall be manifestation of healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Now get the oil and anoint your head now. Anoint your head and put your hand there. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every hour of insanity, every hour of migraine, every hour of headache, I command you right now, get out of that head. Get out of that head. Whatever they are programming to your head that has not allowed you to sleep well, whatever they are programming to your head that has been having, that have been allowed you to have torment, I command you that now. Go back to the center. Go back. Go back. Every evil load in that head, go back to the center. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back, go back, go back, go back in the name of Jesus. Oh, he's going back now. Now take the oil and drink a little from that oil. If it's water, drink a little. Oh, take it in, take it in, take it in. Aha, as you are taking it in now, I command anything that you are swallowing in the dream, any food you are swallowing in the dream, any water you are swallowing in the dream, any bullet they've shot against you, any arrow that has entered your body, any satanic program inside your body, any plantation of darkness in your body, I command them one by one, whatever they may be. Have they been calling them different name? Have you gone to the doctors and the doctor said this is what is affecting you? Oh, listen to me, I command them now. Is it called diabetes? Is it called any inflammation? Anything they call it, I command any ailment, any sickness, any infirmity in your body. Now it is time. The Bible says every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be uprooted. Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. I command every infirmity in your body now be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Sickness in your body, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Now go, 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 go out of that body in the name of Jesus Christ. Arapa pantole kaya. Take the oil and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel now. Kimpontale kaya balaba. And now put your hand on your navel. I speak to your navel. I speak to your body. I speak to your system. Anything that connected you to the family idol, anything that connected you to man in power, anything that connected you to any evil source, anything that connected your placenta to family shrine, I command it to be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been making you to see out the dream of their relatives, you are still seeing all their relatives. Sometimes you are playing or you are serving with them, you are talking with them, you are seeing your father that is dead. I command that relationship, I command that covenant, I command that soul tie, I command that connection to be broken, be broken, be broken. There's no connection between the living and the dead. Therefore, every dream of the dead, expire, expire, expire. I command every connection, satanic connection, to be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Say this prayer. Say, every evil link between me and any dead relatives, break, break, break. Any evil link between me and any dead relatives, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Take the oil and anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest. Put your hand there. I command the arrow fire against the heart. I command the arrow fire against the blood. Go back to the center. Go back to the center. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. You high blood pressure, I command you to normalize. In the name of abnormality or prostrate, I command you to normalize. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anoint your two hands now. I command every chain, satanic chain in your hand. I command every cobwebs that is attacking your hand. I command every embargo on your hand. I command satanic pot that is working against your hand. I command every activity of darkness working against the productivity of your hand. I command them to expire, 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 expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I say expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Can you take the oil and anoint your leg now? Anoint your leg. Oh, Oh, that is it. I command your leg. This is an instrument of dominion. I command that leg. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive power to dominate. Receive power to dominate. Receive power to dominate. In the name of Jesus, I command your two legs to carry you to the land of promise. I command your two legs to carry you to the land of breakthrough. I command your two legs to carry you to the land of decoration and favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, no evil shall befall you. You will not involve in any evil. Accident shall not be your portion. Untimely death shall not be your portion. I withdraw your name. I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death. I withdraw the name of your family members. I withdraw the name of my family members from the register of untimely death. No sorrow shall visit you. No untimely death shall visit you. In the name of Jesus Christ, this day shall favor you. This week shall favor you. This month shall favor you. The remainder of this year shall favor you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord has done wonderfully well today, and this is mighty. Look at it, the 18th day of the month of November. Look at what God has just done. I can see a lot of miracles. I can see a lot of mighty wonders. How many am I going to mention today? How many am I going to mention? Oh, wonders of wonders is coming upon many people. I rejoice with many people. I'll be awaiting your testimony. In case you want to share your testimony with me, or in case you want me to pray with you, just send it to me on SMS, or you send it to the WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.